Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Rishi Rishikeshan, the founder and director of Arinda Building, an independent consultant to the building and construction industry from Sydney, Australia. Mr. Rishikeshan is also the founder and director of AR Decor, decor and security solutions for windows and doors. Mr. Rishikeshan, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks for having me today, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, tell us about your passions. That certainly could help us to get to know you better.
Yes, Eric. Well, my values drive my passion. I'm always inspired and make different in my high values of my life to be happy and successful. And I have identified myself as accountable, responsible, self-confident, and always deliver what I say. I'm passionate about my career and society. In my passion started with my studies in engineering. I always dreamed about entrepreneurship and being an entrepreneur. And here I am. I'm successfully started my entrepreneurship and doing good in my career and community work. And secondly, I would say I'm passionate to make a difference to people in community that leads to success and sustainable outcome for all. That's my other passionate, and helping people with their challenges is a source of great pride and sense of accomplishment for the community, and that also what I attract to be an entrepreneurship in my first place. And more than that, way back from my uni days, I have started getting involved in my community events, leading and conducting clubs and programs to enrich my society. And still I continue with these passions, and it makes my life meaningful. And finally, I want to mention that I'm not afraid of hard work and committed to achieve excellence in all I do. That's it.
Well, we certainly appreciate your sharing that from a personal perspective, obviously, and that certainly goes a long way. Thanks for sharing your passions with us. Now, what drove you actually to become an engineer? Where was the inspiration or the desire? Where did that start and come from?
Yes, that's interesting. Yeah, I would say it was my childhood interest in mathematics. And basically, that drove me to problem-solving skill, which I lead me to become an engineer. And other important memory was that my mom used to, show me the Faculty of Engineering at the university on my way to my uncle's place. So always I wondered and inspired what was there. And finally, I'm happy, and I was able to study in the same university and successfully completed my degree on there.
I'm sure there's never a dull moment in engineering, and thanks for sharing some of the highlights there that had you become an engineer. Now, every industry, as we know, in business is being disrupted today. How do you prepare yourself to transition from everyday engineer to an entrepreneur and community leader?
Yes, that's a big story. Yeah, actually, the transition from everyday engineer to entrepreneur was a challenge in the beginning, as I took a big risk of trying it out. As you all know, it's always, engineers are trained to solve problems, thinking logically, and follow methodologies to make a useful solution with optimistic way. These traits actually lead me to be an entrepreneur. And more than that, initially, when I changing my mindset, it was challenging. It took a bit of time. However, once I reframed myself, it was easier to focus on what I do next. And moving from the everyday engineer to an entrepreneur is not about big moves. There are lots of smaller tasks that I took on, no matter whether I'm expected to be doing them. And as you all know, that entrepreneur has to wear lots of hats. So I did the same through my journey. Once I became an engineer, I could see how community supported to me, and I also started thinking about giving back to the community as well.
Yeah, you definitely have to wear a lot of hats as an entrepreneur, and really appreciate your sharing some of that with us. And pretty awesome that you're involved with the community and a leader there, and that certainly is absolutely impressive, and we thank you for what you do in your community today. We're joined by Rishi Rishikeshan, the founder and director of Arinda Building, an independent consulting to the building and construction industry from Sydney, Australia. He's also the founder and director of AR Decor, Decor and Security Solutions for Windows and Doors, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking back, if you had a chance to do anything differently, what would that be?
Yeah, actually, I don't have any regrets who I am now, and I would say that I would have started this earlier in my life, and started building my network much sooner. I don't have any regrets who I am now.
I certainly appreciate your positive response in that regard, and also can understand where you're coming from as well. Important to accept the decisions you've made to date and who you are today, and certainly has molded and made you what you have become now. How important are mentors and coaches in your business and personal development growth? I know we have a lot of folks join the program that talk about the importance of that. What's your take on that?
Yes, mentors, they are always, they are very important in personal and professional growth. They open your mind in a different dimension and keep you accountable what you promise for yourself. So more than that, they are like a good friend, and we can share a friend and a well-wisher. We can share, have an open discussion, and we can, share our strengths and weaknesses and get some ideas. Always they are helpful in that way to shape up our life in a better way we want to be.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your input there as well. Now, for someone first starting out with a new concept or idea, and those folks, there's a lot of them that have tuned in today, what is the best advice that you could give them?
Yes, definitely. Always, you have to think out of the box and go out of the way. It will help you to find your way. That's my first thought. And throughout my experience, I understand being the first one to make the move is better than being the best. So that's another thing. And trying out do things without worrying about failure, and make a huge difference, and whatever you give it to your best. And whatever you do, you have to give it your best. That's the other thing. And more than that, do not count the result at early stage. Outcome, most of the stuff you earn initially is knowledge, experience, and networks, maybe tangible. And don't worry about the outcome or tangible result at early stage. And finally, it is important to surround yourself with like-minded people who you are respect and admire about. That will really helpful to, boost up your career and achieve your dreams.
Yeah, hanging around with like-minded people certainly will help you more than hurt you. That is for sure. And Rishi, really appreciate your visit with us here today, this morning, coming to us from Sydney. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on Arinda Building or AR Decor. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, you can reach out to our website, arindabuilding.com.au and ardeco.com.au. More than that, you can reach out to me in LinkedIn page and Facebook pages for both businesses.
And of course, that certainly works, and we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Rishi Kashian, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me here today to share my experience with your audience, and I hope that I have inspired your listeners. Thank you.
And of course, we certainly appreciate your time, and you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Rishikeshan, the founder and director of Arinda Building, an independent consultant to the building and construction industry out of Sydney, Australia. He's also the founder and director of AR Decor, decor and security solutions for windows and doors. And for all the details, visit either ardecor.com.au or arendabuilding.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.